Welcome to episode 55 of the Walk and Talk podcast. I'm Greg Johnson, and today is Thursday, December 3rd, 2020. The title for this episode is Printer Stop Working? Try This to Fix the Problem. So I've been getting calls pretty much daily now from people who have printers that had previously been working and mysteriously stopped working. And there have been a number of solutions that seem to work that are fairly easy, things that people might be able to try on their own if they're running into this problem. And one of the easiest fixes recently was to go into, with Windows 10, into Settings, which is found, it's a little gear icon. If you click in the lower left corner of your screen, that's the Windows menu. You go to the gear icon, and then go to Updates and Security. Check for Windows Updates. Even if your computer is supposed to automatically be doing these, it sometimes will have a pretty significant update that's not going through automatically. And Microsoft wants to give people the opportunity to choose to do these updates without having them downloading and running in the background. But anyway, by getting the latest updates installed and any additional optional software for hardware that you have, that can often fix the problem. And restarting your computer and restarting the printer. So that would be, I guess, the quick answer and summary. I like to provide a kind of short, several-minute summary and condensed version of each podcast at the beginning so people who are on kind of a tight time budget can tune in, get the details they might need, and then head on. So if you're one of those folks, thanks for tuning in briefly, and I hope that if you're here to get some info, that you got what you needed, and maybe that quick suggestion will help. I have a few more, and I'll try to provide the suggestions in this episode, as many as I can up at the front, at the beginning, so you don't have to listen to a long podcast episode to get the answers. But for those who have a little more time and might want more suggestions as to how to get a printer working, thanks for staying on, and let's move forward. So if you've installed the latest Windows updates and drivers and optional updates and all of that, and restarted your computer, and the printer still doesn't work, there are a few other things to try. Now, first of all, you should know that when you tell a Windows computer to check for updates, and it checks for updates and it restarts and then it says you're all up to date, you probably aren't all up to date. You have to go in and check for updates again. And you may have to do that 3 or 4 or 5 times because the updates are provided to you after certain prerequisites are met, okay? And I'll also mention that for Apple computer users, I'll have some suggestions as well. There have been problems with both Apple and Windows users having printers that just stop working. The reason I like suggesting that people do updates first is because it sometimes fixes the problem, and it's certainly not a waste of time. You should do that anyway. It makes the computer hopefully more stable, more secure. There are some instances of people installing updates and then something breaks essentially or stops working, or they can't get their computer to restart. And, you know, unfortunately that happens, but you're not going to go from week to week, month to month, year to year, ignoring those updates. You kind of have to do them. And when a computer stops working after doing a Windows update, it's generally an indication that there was some underlying issue that needed to be addressed anyway. But you'll want to schedule some time in just in case you run into a problem. Don't try to do your updates, you know, 15 minutes before an important Zoom presentation. Okay. So now that we have the updates out of the way, and this is, I guess, true for Apple as well, make sure everything's updated, the next step would be to make sure that your devices are on the same network, either wired or wirelessly. I have seen situations where, you know, somebody's computer is on the guest network and the printer's on their main network. Or even recently I've seen situations where the computer is on a 5 gigahertz connection with the Wi-Fi router, but the printer is connected with Ethernet or might be connected using a 2.4 gigahertz signal. And that shouldn't matter, but in some networks it seems to, that the network does not let a person on 5 gigahertz access an Ethernet connected printer. So once the person switches to 2.4 gigahertz, which is sometimes represented by your Wi-Fi network name without any other description, and then if the Wi-Fi network name has underscore 5G, that's your 5 gigahertz. And I want to point out, because this is a question that has come up, people ask, oh, what's this 5G thing? I didn't think we had 5G in our area. Isn't 5G dangerous or whatever? You know, there are questions and concerns possibly about 5G. It's an unfortunate confusion because 5G on a network at home, as compared to 2.4G, refers to gigahertz, the frequency at which the Wi-Fi network is operating. And you might have seen this also with cordless phones. You remember, probably haven't seen one recently, but there used to be this phone system where you'd plug the base unit into your plug on your wall, and then the base unit would either be 2.4 gigahertz or the newer ones were 5 gigahertz. So those are kind of referred to as 5G, and that's different than the cell phone networks you've been hearing about that have gone from 3G, meaning third generation, to 4G, meaning fourth generation, to 5G, conveying the idea of it being a fifth generation or next generation of technology beyond 4G. And 3G, to the best of my knowledge, I don't think that was operating at the 3 gigahertz frequency. I think it was just its term that's used. Okay, so you'll want to make sure, though, that your devices are on the same network. Make sure you've restarted your computer and restarted your printer. And I would say here we are about 8 minutes into the podcast, and I think those suggestions have resolved about 7 out of 10 problems that people have been having. And then for the remaining stubborn printing problems, you may need to, in the Windows environment, you would go to the Start menu and just start typing in the word Control for Control Panel. And you're not going to type it into any box or anything. You're just going to click on the Start menu in Windows, start typing the word Control, and you'll see it searching the available programs and applications for something with Control in the name. So Control Panel will show up. Click on that. Go into Devices and Printers. And you might try removing your printer and then trying to add it again. And if your problem falls under this category, it basically means that the printer may have obtained a different IP address, essentially a different address on your local network, so it's not being found at the old address. But if you just remove the printer, click Add a Printer, and let it be discovered on the network, it should show up, and you can add the printer and go through the steps. There are like 2 or 3 steps just to get the printer added back in, and then it should work again, hopefully for a long time, maybe for a few months, 6 months. If there's ever a power outage or the printer's off while you're on a vacation for a week or something like that, there may be a scenario where the printer's turned back on and it gets issued a different IP address than it had before. Then you'll be back with the same problem. Your computer will look for the printer at that address that it had been at. It won't be there. You'll have to remove the printer, add the printer again. Now, what I'm referring to by removing and adding the printer is, in Windows, in Control Panel, you're using the basic Windows drivers typically, and you're using Control Panel to do that. In the future, Control Panel is rumored to be no longer available. So you would be doing this through settings, through the gear icon. And there's also a printers area in there. You can find it if you do a search in settings. But basically, we're talking about the automatic included system for printing in Windows. Some printers will work better if you download and reinstall the software that's for that device. You go to the manufacturer's website, make very certain that you're not going to a malicious website. So don't just do a Google search and click on the first thing you see. Be very careful to make sure you're going to Epson.com or Brother.com or HP.com or, you know, a legitimate website for that model of printer, and then downloading not just the driver software, but downloading the full-featured software for that device, because that may include some scanning features and other things. And when you use the manufacturer's software to install and set up your printer on the computer, it will be very comprehensive with searching the network for that device. Now, at this point, the suggestion I'm going to have for Apple computer users is the same for Windows computer users. You want to go out, get this software, and you'll get either an Apple version or a Windows version. It's free from the manufacturer, and you install it. If you're using the default, the built-in, the included printer setup features in Windows or on Apple, it will just go out and notice, oh, there's a printer over here on this IP address. Do you want to use it? And then it'll use some sort of generic drivers for that. That usually works. But if you go ahead and use the software from the manufacturer, it can actually scan the network, and instead of identifying the printer based on its current IP address, it can say, okay, whenever the computer's turned on, whenever this printing software is running, it's going to go to the network and not just look at a specific IP address, but instead it's going to look for this model of printer with this specific serial number, regardless of what IP address it's on. Well, this has been a big advancement in reliable printing because basically it's just more dependable. If the printer moves to another IP address, it won't matter. It's always going to find that printer. And that's true for Windows and Apple. So if you're having these reoccurring printing problems, that might help if your manufacturer's software has this feature. You'll need to have probably a newer printer to take advantage of that feature. But if you've tried everything up to this point, I would say that should solve probably 8 or 9 out of 10 types of printer situations. So the final suggestions would be to check your antivirus software, make sure it's not blocking network connections. Try connecting your computer and printer, or either one of those devices, directly to your router. So if there is some sort of Wi-Fi issue, you might just try using Ethernet and see if that resolves it. Not as a long-term solution, but at least to know, okay, the software can work, the printer can work, there's something going on with Wi-Fi, and then you pursue that. Also, there is the capability with network printers to go into network settings, and you may need some help from a techie friend if you're going to do this, if you're not familiar with the process. But you'd go into settings, go into network settings, you'd set a manual IP address, and you'd pick one that's similar to the one that's automatically given to your device. So your printer might automatically be given 192.168.0.10. And if you put it in a closet and leave it there for a month and plug it in again, it might get a different number. It might be 192.168.0.15 or 12. But those are the numbers that are being issued to you know, smartphones, computers, whatever is jumping on the network would all get this number that's different from other devices. They would get the next assigned available number. Well, the problem then of the IP address changing can be resolved if you set it to a fixed number. So you'd want to pick a number that's a little bit higher than the ones that are being issued. So instead of 192.168.0.10 or 15 or whatever, choose maybe 30 or 40 at the end. Different routers have different IP addresses that they hand out. The number I just mentioned is fairly common, the one that begins with 192.168.0. Sometimes you'll see instead of .0, it'll be a .1 and then .15. But other routers might be 10.10.0. Whatever. So you want to make sure if you're going to use this feature of manually setting your IP address on your printer, make sure you're using one that's in the range that's available and expected for your router. And that's really kind of an advanced solution, but very helpful, because then you know from 1 week to the next, 6 months down the road, that printer is always going to turn on and tell your network router, hey, I want this specific IP address. Now, you'll want to put some sort of big print note on your printer that reminds you, hey, this is using this IP address, because, you know, if you have another printer, you want to make sure you don't assign that number to the other printer or to anything else. You want it to have that number exclusively. Also, if you go to, at some point, replace your router, if the router does not have that same numbering convention, then the printer is going to say, oh, I want this number, and the new router might say, I don't use that range, and it won't work at all. So you'd have to go back to automatic, see what sort of number gets issued automatically, and then manually put one in that's just a little bit higher number at the end. I think that is about everything I can think of that would solve, you know, 90 out of 100 printer problems that people are having. And oddly enough, you know, each situation's a little different. So I've given you the suggestions in the order that they are most likely to be useful and helpful. But it could be you'll install the Windows updates, you'll put in the new printer software, you'll do the remove and add a printer, and then you'll try the printer software, whatever. You'll try these suggestions in the order I've given them, and nothing will work. And then finally, you'll realize, oh, I had my computer on the 5 gigahertz connection, and the printer was on the 2.4 gigahertz connection, and changing that is the thing that ultimately solves the problem. So it could be any of those things. If none of these suggestions work, you may need to get on the phone with the printer manufacturer. And I'll tell you an experience that I had not too long ago. A friend had called and wanted some help setting up a printer. And so I said, look, it'll probably just take about 15 minutes. Why don't I stop over and, you know, you just kind of plug it in and it just works. Well, we ended up being on the phone with HP technical support for 3 hours. Basically, brand new computer, brand new printer, plugging it in, and it just wouldn't work. And so even with the HP technician logged in remotely trying a bunch of things, you know, finally we got it to work. Well, that was nice. At least it eventually worked. But what I would suggest is, if you have a printer that is continually dropping off the network, or the software doesn't work right, or it takes 3 hours on the phone with tech support to set it up, you know, something's wrong there. And I hate to say, you know, throw money at a problem to solve it, but if you can buy a different printer, take back the printer that you have if possible, or maybe you'll just have to lose that initial expense, sell it to somebody who wants that particular model or something. But ideally, you'd want a printer that is super easy to set up, that you can put it on the network or have it directly connected, and it just, in 5 minutes, the software is up and working and everything's fine. And there are printers like that that consistently are easy to work with. And there are others that are consistently a problem. So that's something to consider. And I've mentioned but didn't specifically address, you can have devices connected through Wi-Fi. So printers that have these built-in scanners can be on your network with a Wi-Fi connection. And that usually works okay. And if it works okay, it's great because you can print from multiple computers, laptops and desktops, smartphones, iPads. It's a nice situation. But sometimes there are some devices that just constantly have problems with their network connection. And you'll go to print, it's not found or whatever. So you might find that if your printer is connected using an Ethernet cord directly to your router, that could help. If you try that and that doesn't help, the last resort would be to use a USB cable. So that's not a network cable, that's an accessory device cable to connect it to your computer directly. And that usually works okay. The problem with that approach is that the printer then is no longer on the network available for printing from other devices and smartphones and things. That's the first issue. And the other issue with connecting directly to a device is that the device then is no longer a network device. It cannot receive updates directly from the manufacturer over the network. And it's nice to get those updates because sometimes they address reliability issues and other features. So, well, that's a pretty comprehensive rundown of what can go wrong with printers. And I, like I say, recently noticed a lot of calls coming in, emails coming in. I wrote an article about a problem with HP printers on Apple computers. And that article has had, I think, hundreds of views from all over the world. So that tells me that this is an issue that many people are dealing with. And I've seen it both with Apple computers and Windows computers. Well, I hope these suggestions have been helpful. I appreciate you taking time to listen. And I look forward to sharing more with you again soon. Take care.